climate change and energy. Climate change is an existential threat. Soaring temperatures leading to wildfires, floods, droughts, and rising sea levels are affecting millions of people directly and billions more through falling food production and rising prices. Urgent action is needed in the UK and around the world to achieve net zero and avert catastrophe. At the same time, sky-high energy bills are hurting families and businesses, fueling the cost of living crisis. Russia's assault on Ukraine has reinforced the need to significantly reduce the UK's dependence on fossil fuels and invest in renewables, both to cut energy bills and to deliver energy security. The Conservative government has failed to act with anything close to the speed or ambition these challenges demand. The Independent Climate Change Committee warns that the government is not on track to meet its legally binding targets. Liberal Democrats are committed to cutting greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2045 at the latest. We will take the bold, urgent action needed to tackle climate change, cut energy bills, and create hundreds of thousands of secure, well-paid new jobs. Together with innovative British businesses, we will make the UK the world leader in the clean technologies of the future. We will help households meet the cost of the transition to net zero and make sure everyone benefits from it, leaving no one behind. We will make homes warmer and cheaper to heat with a 10-year emergency upgrade programme, starting with free insulation and heat pumps for those on low incomes, and ensure that all new homes are zero carbon. Drive a rooftop solar revolution by expanding incentives for households to install solar panels, including a guaranteed fair price for electricity sold back into the grid. Invest in renewable power so that 90% of the UK's electricity is generated from renewables by 2030. Appoint a chief executive for sustainability in the Treasury to ensure that the economy is sustainable, resource efficient, and zero carbon. Establish a new net zero delivery authority to coordinate actions across government departments and work with devolved administrators, and hand more powers and resources to local councils for local net zero strategies. Establish national and local citizens' assemblies to give people real involvement in the decisions needed to tackle climate change. Restore the UK's role as a global leader on climate change by returning international development spending to 0.7% of national income, with tackling climate change a key priority for development spending. In addition, we will take the action needed now to achieve net zero by 2045, including meeting the UK's commitment under the Paris Agreement to reduce emissions by at least 68% from 1990 levels by 2030, requiring the National Infrastructure Commission to take fully into account the environmental implications of all national infrastructure decisions, putting tackling climate change at the heart of a new industrial strategy as set out in Chapter 4. Investing in education and training to equip people with the skills needed for the low-carbon economy of the future, as set out in Chapters 4 and 8. Ensuring that nature-based solutions, including tree planting, form a critical part of the UK's strategy to tackle climate change, as set out in Chapter 12. Putting our farming and food system on an environmentally sustainable footing, as set out in Chapter 13. Making it cheaper and easier to switch to electric vehicles, restoring the requirement that every new car and small van sold from 2030 is zero emission, investing in active travel and public transport, electrifying Britain's railways, and reducing the climate impact of flying, as set out in Chapter 16. Coordinating action across the UK by creating a joint climate council of the nations, as set out in Chapter 20. Cut energy bills and emissions and end fuel poverty by launching an emergency home energy upgrade programme with free insulation and heat pumps for low-income households and a central role for local authorities in delivering this programme. Providing incentives for installing heat pumps that cover the real costs. immediately requiring all new homes and non-domestic buildings to be built to a zero carbon standard, including being fitted with solar panels and progressively increasing standards as technology improves. Reintroducing requirements for landlords to upgrade the energy efficiency of their properties to EPC C or above by 2028. Introducing a new subsidised energy savings home scheme with pilots to find the most effective combination of tax incentives, loans and grants, together with advice and support. Introducing a social tariff for the most vulnerable to provide targeted energy discounts for vulnerable households. Helping people with the cost of living and their energy bills by implementing a proper one-off windfall tax on the super profits of oil and gas producers and traders. Decoupling electricity prices from the wholesale gas price. Eliminating unfair regional differences in domestic energy bills. Accelerate the deployment of renewable power and deliver energy security by removing the Conservatives' unnecessary restrictions on new solar and wind power and supporting investment and innovation in tidal and wave power in particular, maintaining the ban on fracking and introducing a ban on new coal mines, building the grid infrastructure required, facilitated by a strategic land and sea use framework as set out in Chapter 15. Implementing the UK's G7 pledge to end fossil fuel subsidies, while ensuring a just transition that values the skills and experience of people working in the oil and gas industry and provides good opportunities for them and takes special care of the regions and communities most affected. Investing in energy storage, including green hydrogen, pumped storage and battery capability. Working together with our European neighbours to build a sustainable supply chain for renewable energy technology. Building more electricity interconnectors between the UK and other countries to guarantee security of supply, located carefully to avoid disruption to local communities and minimise environmental damage. Support the expansion of community and decentralised energy, including empowering local authorities to develop local renewable electricity generation and storage strategies, giving small, low-carbon generators the right to export their electricity to an existing electricity supplier on fair terms, requiring large energy suppliers to work with community schemes to sell the power they generate to local customers, reducing access costs for grid connections, reforming the energy network to permit local energy grids, guaranteeing that community benefit funds receive a fair share of the wealth generated by local renewables infrastructure. Restore the UK's role as global leader on climate change by restoring international development spending to 0.7% of national income, with tackling climate change as a key priority for development spending. Showing leadership on the Paris Agreement by meeting the UK's nationally determined contribution and arguing for a greater global ambition. Working together with our European neighbours to tackle the climate emergency, including by associating the UK emissions trading system with the EU ETS. Continuing the UK support for the UN Loss and Damage Fund for countries particularly vulnerable to the impact of climate change to ensure a just transition for all. Pressing for all OECD countries to agree to end subsidies for foreign fossil fuel projects. Hold businesses to account for their role in tackling climate change by introducing a general duty of care for the environment as set out in Chapter 4. Requiring all large companies listed on the UK stock exchanges to sell targets consistent with achieving the net zero goal and to report on their progress. Regulating financial services to encourage climate-friendly investments, including requiring pension funds and managers to show that their portfolio investments are consistent with the Paris Agreement, and creating new powers for regulators to act if banks and other investors are not managing climate risks properly. Support British industry to cut emissions by setting out a clear and stable roadmap to net zero, repairing the damage done by Conservative U-turns and giving businesses the confidence to invest. expanding the market for climate-friendly products and services with steadily higher criteria in public procurement policy. Implementing the carbon border adjustment mechanism for high-emission products, protecting UK businesses from unfair competition. Reducing emissions from industrial processes by supporting carbon capture and storage and new low-carbon processes for cement and steel production. Providing more advice to companies on cutting emissions, supporting the development of regional industrial clusters for zero carbon innovation, and increasing the Industrial Energy Transformation Fund. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.